Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good buddy Greg Kazera is back on the show. Greg is here. He's an engineer and environmentalist with many decades of experience in the oil and natural gas business. He's past president of the Virginia Oil and Gas Association. It's a volunteer organization. He's the author of Just the Fracks, Ma'am, also Learned Leadership, and he's our good friend Greg, welcome back.
Hey, good to talk to you again, Jim. This is good stuff.
Good to have you back. One of the things I want to start out with, Greg, I'm going to get to your energy, Appalachian Regional Energy Report in a second. But I just want to get this out on the table and let you talk about it a little bit. In the United States of America, two things have happened concurrently in the last 30 years. I'm going back a full 30 years. The United States has reduced its carbon footprint, especially when measured against our production, our GDP, beyond anything any other country, larger or smaller, has done. It's an amazing record. It's an unbelievable record for reducing carbon footprint with regard to production, number one. Number two, in the meantime, we became energy independent, an energy exporter, and we could be doing more if we had the technology to transport all around the world some of this natural gas. Why isn't that celebrated in all quadrants of this country? That, I mean, even the greenies should have something to celebrate there, and people like me who want to grow our economy, I'm celebrating it. What do you think, Greg?
You know, I think you hit the nail on the head, though, when you said greenies, because I'm not convinced that the people that aren't celebrating that, I'm not sure they're greenies. They like to they talk about being environmentalists, but when you have a pipeline protest, and when the people leave, there's over $1 million worth of damage. Just garbage and stuff people have to clean up.
Right.
I'm a Boy Scout. I grew up being a Boy Scout. We learned when you went camping, you left things better than you found them. So if you really are an environmentalist, you ought to be thinking about the planet. If you're gonna, if you don't like something, you still don't leave a mess behind. So I think what we have is people that are kind of maybe not really. They've got a different agenda, Jim. Is what I'm saying.
I think you're right. But the problem is they infect other people who don't understand that. And I mean, would you agree with me that most Americans probably don't know that our carbon footprint has come down to 19 to Kyoto? We're at Kyoto levels, which was projected to get us to 1990 carbon. 30 years later, we're at 1990 levels, and most people don't know that.
You're right, they don't, and I think that shocks people, because when you hear the anti speak, they keep worrying about, you know, we've even had one of the presidential candidates wants to have, he's got targets for 2040. And I'm looking at some of these things and I'm thinking, this is nuts. Because the problem is, no matter what we do, if we don't do something with China and India, it doesn't matter. I mean, if carbon really is the problem, then the focus should be, how do we help China? How do we help India? Because if we don't do something with those economies, and the thing is, we're doing it right now. We're shipping. When we ship our natural gas to India, we've helped them to lower their carbon footprint, at least lower than what it was. So I think we've got opportunities here. And what I see across the board is we've done some phenomenal things. And we have this energy advantage that gives us the opportunity to bring industry back here. And if industry's here and if we're making stuff here, we're going to do it more efficiently and cleaner than any economy on the planet.
Well, the zealots who don't take into consideration the facts that you and I just mentioned, the carbon adjustment that we've made in the United States, and the growth of cleaner carbon, the fact that this world runs on a car is on a carbon economy. You're not going to change that in a snap of a finger. The fact that they don't recognize that, they won't recognize it, and they still want to push this agenda, this climate change agenda, that denies the facts. That tells me that what they're really trying to do is weaken America. They're trying to make America less competitive, and I take that personally. What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely do, because if you look at that anti-agenda, that whole Green New Deal, there's three groups that benefit from that. None of them is your listeners. As the small business owners, we lose big time. But number one is going to be China. Number two is Russia. Number three is OPEC.
That's exactly right.
We're going to be dependent. Because here's what this is a leadership thing, Jim, and you and I both are leadership experts, is if we believe in something, we're going to walk the talk. We're going to show our kids. We're going to show those people that we lead in the workplace. We're going to do it first, and they're going to follow us. These Green New Deal people, show me. Park your car, ride your bike, get rid of your cell phone, get rid of your computer. Show us first. Show us how this works, and then we'll believe it.
Stop using plastics.
Exactly. You stop first and show us how it works. And
turn off your lights, go off the grid. You like batteries. What do you think it takes to power the electricity to charge those batteries? Hey, Greg, I want to move over real quick in a minute and a half. Can you give us a real quick report on your report, the energy Appalachian Energy Report?
Yeah, that was great stuff. The U.S. Department of Energy came out with a report last week talking about manufacturing, energy, and petrochemicals in this region. And really the big thing is it says what Shellcrest has been saying for the last 4 years. But it's really nice. If I say it is Shellcrest, that's one thing. If IHS says it, market says it, that's something else. But when the DOE backs us up, that's huge.
And what was the essence of what the DOE said?
The essence is we have a massive energy resource of coal, natural gas, and oil in this region. Mm-hmm. And we should be using it for manufacturing and the petrochemical, particularly petrochemicals, because that's the basis for everything, whether it's an N95 mask, hospital gown,
I want to talk about that issue right there, and we're gonna go out with this statement, folks. You've heard me use this before. Regionalism, hemispherization is the word. Hemispherization, not globalization. Hemispherization. And a big part of that could happen right in the Shale Crescent. 20 after, right back with Greg Cazera.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.